This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a coronavirus tragedy today in China, where a hotel used to quarantine potential COVID-19 victims has collapsed in the city of Guangzhou. Dozens of people are said to be trapped in the debris. Emergency workers are trying to reach them. 35 of the estimated 70 believed to be housed in the hotel have so far been rescued. It is a cruel piece of news the same day the Chinese National Health Commission said the coronavirus threat in the country seems to be receding. Beijing has confirmed only 99 new infections this weekend. Here in the United States, 21 people on board the Princess cruise ship anchored off San Francisco have tested positive for the virus. Most are crew members. And for now, the vessel is without a port of entry. The AP's Julie Walker has a report.
The Grand Princess was forbidden to dock in San Francisco amid evidence it was a breeding ground for a deadly cluster of more than 10 cases during its previous voyage. One death is linked. Officials want to test everyone aboard and may let the passengers off for quarantine. Yesterday, while touring the CDC, President Trump said he prefers to leave them on the ship.
I would rather, because I like the numbers being where they are. I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship.
But Trump says the decision is up to the experts. In the meantime, they've been airdropping supplies and coronavirus test kits to the cruise ship. I'm Julie Walker.
Elsewhere in the world, other cruise ships are looking for ports as well. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says all nations should make virus containment their top priority. The outbreak has spread to more than 90 countries and has so far claimed more than 3,400 lives. In the U.S., the latest fatalities are in the state of Florida. Two people who had recently traveled abroad have died. They bring the number of known coronavirus deaths in the country to 17, and these were the first on America's East Coast. The Taliban said today its peace agreement with the United States does not alter its claim that the insurgent group's supreme leader is Afghanistan's lawful ruler. From Washington,